Hello, I'm Melanie. I'm going to read this story for you. This book is called Georgia and the Girls' Great Weekend Adventure. It's time for the annual Girls' Weekend. 6 months in the making. It's hard to wrangle friends. Georgia has three kids. Annika's always sick. Lynn works weekends. And Fatima's boyfriend's a constant plus one. But now the gang is back together again, ready to take on the world and be in bed by 10. They jump in the car on a Friday afternoon, only to learn it's meant to rain quite a lot, quite soon. They're driving, then thud! Their trip took a twist.
OMG, Georgia, whatever it was, I don't think you missed.
From the side of the road, covered in mud, a yellow warning sign appears. It has some advice. Stay informed about riverine flood.
If it's going to flood, is it still safe to go?
Yeah, of course, it's just rain. Just ignore it, you know.
The warning sign huffed. It was unimpressed. It had advice to give. It tried its best. It was determined to make sure the girl stayed alive. They sure needed help. It had seen Georgia drive. Morning dawned slowly, their heads full of cheer. After a night full of laughter, their minds not so clear. The girls had planned for a walk after brunch, but the sign knew danger was coming. It was more than a hunch. From yellow it changed to an orange, watch and act. Water was rising, it wasn't safe, now that was a fact. The warning sign told them to move to higher ground, so they did, and found a charming cabin in an unaffected town. A cozy afternoon filled with movies galore, rom-coms, now a tearjerker, just one more. As they sat and watched, tears forming, a notification from the Vic Emergency app, their original destination receiving an emergency warning. The floodwater had arrived. It was too high and too late to leave. Thankfully, they had already moved places, the safest outcome achieved. They now understood the sign's purpose was clear, guiding their safety everywhere in Australia, far and near. So they stayed on higher ground until it was safe to go, keeping entertained with movies and informed by radio. The sign kept them safe. They had a good time. Now they knew what to do, rain, hail, or shine. Thanks for reading the book with me and getting to know our warning signs. When you see a warning sign, it will come with an action statement. This tells you what to do in an emergency. The warning levels are the same for bushfires, floods, storms, and extreme heat. These warning levels are yellow, which is advice, orange, which is watch and act, and red, which is an emergency warning. To get to know our warning signs and be ready for your next adventure, download the Vic Emergency app.